Next item is subdivision number 2012-2, HKS4 LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and unlike Mr. Ross, I do not have a motion prepared for this subdivision this evening. Unless one of the other commissioners has worked on something, I would like to open it up for some discussion. Not seeing if anyone else has a motion, I'm not going to bury the lead here. My motion that I would craft on this would be a motion for approval of this. But I listened to this public hearing again today on our audio archive, and while I think all of us that sit here certainly appreciate the brevity of a public hearing, this one, gentlemen, only was a 15-minute public hearing on a matter of business that was important enough to deem it to be a public hearing and tied up the resources of our staff, our council, and everyone. And we got very minimal information. Mr. Ross here was not, his vote is very important. I think it's very important for Mr. Ross to have enough information to make an informed vote. Mr. Ross was not on this commission when this subdivision first came in front of us 4 or 5 years ago. Of the 15 minutes on that tape, the 5 minutes were dedicated to Mr. Lank reading the introduction and Mr. Abbott's comments. And I understand that GMB was the second engineering firm on this. However, Mr. Marsh, I don't know whether he was either overwhelmed or underprepared to give a presentation to this commission, Mr. Robertson had asked something about, you know, getting a confirmation of whether this was an addition of lots or a reconfiguration with no reconfiguration of the streets. And Mr. Marsh said that indeed there was some minor realignments to the road. I don't think we were given any information. We were told that there would be 3 acres less of open space on the south side. We weren't really shown that. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, and you know, we're well-meaning, we're not to coach the applicant. The only thing in response to 99-9C was when I asked Mr. Marsh if his statement was that they were in compliance, and he said yes, they were. They would comply with 99-9C as well as Ordinance 38. I think he was commingling apples and oranges because Ordinance 38 deals with sewer. 99-9C is what we have to review. As I say, I think we have barely enough, you know, to proceed with, and you gentlemen will have the vote if I make a motion for it. But I want to remind people that I don't think that there are any slam dunks when you come in front of this commission, that if it's valuable enough and important, we've got to protect the integrity of the ordinances and what we're supposed to do, that we need sufficient information. There was also an admission by Mr. Marsh that it would possibly not be just the 16 houses that would be up for the pump and haul, but he said there's a possibility that there could be 32 houses that would have to undergo that. I think we were very blessed that Mr. Horsey was here to give us the information that he did, that I found very valuable. And Mr. Horsey indicated that he had secured the signatures of 6 of at least, I believe, 7, possibly 8 of the homeowners, and that on the strength of that, there's not objection of the current residents to have this subdivision altered or expanded this way. And like I say, I think we just got scant information. I will be making, unless you gentlemen say otherwise or it doesn't fly, I'd like to put together a motion for approval on this. I do not have one this evening, and I'd like to listen to anything that you gentlemen may have to add on this matter. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I agree with Mr. Smith. I think that the presentation left a lot of open questions, whether it was, like you said, whether the assumption was it would be a slam dunk or what, but, you know, a little different with 16 lots than 122 in terms of the presentation on this, but still, it was a public hearing, and they had an obligation to present all those points of 99-9C. So if nothing else, perhaps Mr. Marsh has learned a lesson for presentations in the future. But, you know, my concern, you know, of course, is what's being given up when you add the 16 lots. And I agree with Mr. Smith in terms of time for a little more consideration.
Okay. Mr. Bird?
I guess I agree. I kind of took it for granted because I was on the commission when that came around, and I was very familiar with the site. So I agree with Mr. Smith, and we should have stepped back. I remember that you weren't on the commission, and that must have really seemed foreign to you. I agree with Mr. Smith.
It was a little foreign to me. I did take the time to go back and listen to the original public hearing, and it was reasonably well done, as I recall. I just think that, you know, the economic times are tight, and people are trying to save man hours on prep, and I understand that. But I think we're starting to see not only this application, but other applications come in and incomplete presentations. And I hope the public that's listening and those professionals that are here will spread the word. It's not the commission's obligation to create the record. It's the applicant's obligation to create the record. And it's different when the applicant is just simply a citizen that's unaware of the process and they're just trying to noodle their way through it, and an applicant that has professional representation, and that professional representation should earn their way, in my opinion. However, having said that, I agree that it does meet our ordinance. I think it is appropriate for approval, and I hope, Mr. Smith, that you draft a recommendation for approval.
That's my intention. Any comments?
Well, I agree with your comments about Mr. Ross's comments about whose obligation it is to create a record. I think everyone is, I appreciate you reminding everyone of that. I don't know that the length of the presentation has as much to do with the content, but you can only give so much content in 15 minutes. I understand what you're saying. And, you know, often we see things that should have perhaps been better executed, but in this instance, I think an approval is appropriate. But I appreciate you putting your concerns on the record and putting everyone on notice.
Yeah, and just one last thing. I think what hit it home was mentioning by name Mr. Fuqua in the public hearing just preceding this, while he was representing a much smaller subdivision, and he did admit that he was a little bit rusty, he hammered everything out, you know, on his presentation that he gave, and I think this was in contrast. So, gentlemen, thank you for that valuable feedback, and Mr. Chairman, regarding subdivision number 2012-2, HKS4, LLC, my motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2012-2, HKS4, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.